Welcome to episode 3 of Mind of an Athlete. My name is Adrian Fu, and today I'm joined by Simon Hobday, who is a wide receiver and defensive back who attends Highline High School and currently holds 3 offers. Simon, who do you like to model your game after? What do they mean to you?
Thank you for having me in your pack.
Of course.
By the way.
Of course.
I appreciate it. I'd probably say Calvin Ridley just because I grew up with him since day one. So, you know, I would always watch his videos, his highlights. You know, I kind of like relate my game to him and I try to mimic my game towards Calvin Ridley.
So. What makes him so admirable to you?
His route running. He can make a player miss. His separation's, you know, incredible. Every little thing about him, you know, it's just that I just want to mimic and, you know, play like that too. So
I like that. I mean, for me personally, I like Deebo Samuel. And yeah, he's just a great player, you know, so phenomenal after the catch.
Yeah.
And it's just beautiful to see how big and strong he is.
Yeah.
Just modeling my game, you know, you can take those jet sweeps, take the ball like 60 yards down the field. Any play can be a one-play touchdown with him. So it's just so cool to see.
Yeah.
Did you always start out your career at Highline High School?
I actually started my high school career at Foster High School, located in Tukwila.
Why'd you transfer?
You know, Foster's always going to be my home. That's you know, I'm never going to forget Foster. So I just felt like if I wanted to bring up my game and if I wanted to get recruited in the higher level, I feel like I need to be in a new environment. You know, I love all my boys from Foster. You know, they've been there for me since day one. That's why I started that's my roots. I just felt like I needed to be in a new environment with new other people that wanted the same goals as me and strive for the same goals.
They're pretty close, aren't they?
Yeah. It's only, 10 minutes away from each other. I just needed to be in a new environment with the whole, you know, situation that was going on there, you know, coach change, you know, staff change. I mean, it's just a whole new environment, you know, a new start for my career. And I felt like it was needed. So I felt like Highline was like the right choice.
Yeah, I mean, at Highline, is there a difference in schooling or like compared to Foster?
Yeah, I mean, I was at Foster, I was really, you know, school is relaxed. You know, I was never really stressed about any finals. I was, you know, it was easier to, you know, learn, you know, just because it's a smaller school, so you get a lot of one-on-one help. But once I made that transition to Highline, you know, it's way, way bigger school, more people in the classroom. So it's kind of hard to get that one-on-one help. And you know, I kind of struggled for a little bit.
Yeah.
But, you know, it just, I don't regret going to Highline. You know, it taught me a lot of things about life and ways you can do stuff. You know, it taught me a lot. And I really appreciate it. Not, you know, just because I didn't have the best experience or it didn't go my way, I do appreciate it.
Yeah, I mean, was there a difference in workouts too? Was there more workouts or less? How did you manage to balance that?
It's hard, man. You know, before school, 6 a.m. workouts, it was hard. I would lift a lot, go straight to school, not track practice, you know, rehab. It was a lot, and I got to go home and do homework. It was a lot on me, you know. You got to be consistent with it too, so it was very draining. It takes a lot.
I mean, yeah, those 6 a.m. lifts are no joke, bro. Like, I'd be going to school just dead.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you work with Marquan and a lot of other kids like that who are also very, very talented as far as playing football and just being athletes in general. Have they, like, given you their advice on how to do this and how to do that? And, that, like, did you incorporate that?
Yeah, just work, man. Put your head down and work. They're building a culture, you know. We're building a culture over there. We established our culture, you know. So it was just you put your head down and work. You work. You don't say nothing. You don't, you know, you don't overhype nothing. You just put your head down and work.
Yeah, I mean, we do that at Mercer too. Like, we change the culture one small step at a time. Like, last year, I know I was talking to you about this. We were 0-10.
Yeah.
Came back this year, 7-4, lost to Kennewick in a little tough game. You know, but I'm just optimized about our future, you know. And I'm also, like, there's a coaching change at Highline too, right? Tell me more about that.
You know, my head coach, Coach Coop, you know, he was, you know, meant to be at Highline for a little bit. You know, his time had to be. Now he's at a better place, you know. He's the running back coach at Idaho. My guy, Coach JT, receivers coach. Appreciate him a lot. You know, he's the great fit for the program and like how the culture is going to continue.
I love that, man.
How many offers do you currently hold?
I hold 3 as of right now. My first offer was Pacific Lutheran University down in Tacoma. My second offer was Whitworth University down in Spokane, Washington. And then my third offer as of right now is down in Redlands University, SoCal. It's only 30 minutes away from LA. So, you know, it's a great spot.
That's fire, bro. I've seen you grow up since freshman year, and the progress you've made from freshman year up until senior year has just been so great to see. I mean, how often do you, like, work out? How did you get so good at football?
You know, I think it was just being consistent. Like, if it's not even with football in general, just life itself, you got to be consistent. If you want something, you got to be consistent with it. You got to do it every day. As much as, you know, I didn't feel like practicing or didn't feel like I needed to do it, at the end of the day, I really needed to do it to reach my goals and reach where I want to be at. It's all paying off.
What motivates you the most? Like, there are a lot of days where I'm over there, like, I'm not trying to low-key work out today. Like, I'm not trying to do this. I'm not trying to do that to get better at what I'm trying to do, like pursue football or what I used to do and pursue track. What motivates you to be as great as you are right now?
It's my drive, you know, how I started at first. You know, I mean, there's not a lot of East Africans doing what I'm doing, you know? Like, a lot of my culture is mostly, like, cross-country, track, you know, most of the running, cycling. So, I mean, it was just, you know, I'm the only one in this part of this path, so I felt like I had to represent in a hard way. So I had to go hard, I had to just dominate. I had to dominate with everything I do, everything, every little practice, everything, I gave it 100. You know, so I just felt like, you know, like there'd be days where I didn't feel like doing it, but I'd be remembering how, you know, I wasn't as good. You know, I was getting pushed around, I was getting bullied, I didn't like that at all. So I promised myself I'm going to dominate, I'm gonna, whoever's in front of me. I'm
yeah.
So after I had that mindset, it was just all go, 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 go.
Yeah, play with that chip on your shoulder. It's something to admire. Like, there are little kids that look at you, they look up to you.
Yeah.
They could be East African, they could be white, whatever, whoever looks up to you. Like, do you have anything to say to these kids that are just like, so they just love you so much?
Chase your dreams, man. Whatever it is, whatever you want to do, you don't be consistent. If you're not consistent, you ain't gonna do it. I promise you that.
Real. I think you tore your ACL.
My junior year.
Your junior year. That was like a major setback for you, right? That was hard for you.
Yeah.
How did you adapt to that situation and just, you know, pushing?
It was hard. You know, I was talking to a lot of Division I schools, and, you know, for that to happen, I'm down. You know, not only as physically, but mentally too. Especially, you know, I felt like I was coming in with a hot year. I had a great first 2-3 games. You know, I was hot, and getting injured like that, it messes with your mental a little bit. It messes with your goals. It messes with your values. It messes with everything. You know, it takes you off course a little bit.
Yeah, man. I mean, I've never personally torn my ACL like that, but, like, I could imagine just, like, having everything just set in front of you and having it taken away just like that.
Yeah.
And it's just, I'm glad that you're able to, like, learn from it, though, right? You're able to. What has brought you the most joy in your life?
The grind, the journey. You won't get what you really, really want and desire in life if you don't enjoy the journey.
The grind. You mess with the grind a lot?
Yeah. It's the days I don't go. It's the days that I don't feel like getting up. It's the days that I'm about to die. It's the days that, you know, my legs are shaking. It's all, you know, the journey is really a process, and it comes to life too. Everything that you're at right now, there's been a journey. You know, for me as a human being, there's a lot of change. There's a lot of stuff that knocked me off my main course, and, you know, I enjoyed the journey at the end of the day, and, you know, I'm the person who I am today. So
I love that. Is there, like, specifically a religion or something that has, like, helped motivate you along the way?
Can't forget your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He's been there since day one. You know, there's be days where I would, you know, question about my religion or my faith into, you know, the Lord. And, you know, it's normal for that. You know, everybody's process is completely different, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like, you can't really worry about where everybody else is at right now. It's really your part in your journey.
Yeah, I understand that. I mean, me personally, like, my relationship with God and Jesus has just been, it comes in, like, waves, you know?
Yeah.
And it, like, we'll start off perfectly well. Then something happens and you start questioning why it happens to you.
Yeah, exactly.
Does that happen to you, like, when you tore your ACL?
A lot. You know, when I was coming off a hot streak, you know, I was making plays, I was doing this, and I tore it, you know, and I was like, why? You know, I try to figure out what I did wrong throughout the process, but I didn't do anything wrong. And it's just,
you feel like God put that obstacle in your life just to, like, see what you learn from it. How can you adapt to hard situations? Will you turn away from Jesus?
I think it makes me think deeper into what I was thinking. You know, like, I don't think, you know, me tearing my ACL wasn't really, like, a visit. Like, it wasn't hard physically, but mentally it was hard. because it made me question everything. It made me go deeper into things. It made me realize situations about things. It made me see things that I wouldn't see if I never got hurt. You know, it humbled me in a way. There'd be times where, you know, people can't be humble, and God has to, you know.
You got to put Jesus Christ first in life, and sometimes need a reality check. That's just life, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
How did you start off playing football? Is there a person in mind that you just watched football growing up, or what motivated you to just start playing?
I mean,
did you see the way you were going to be?
I've always been a football fan. I've always watched football, you know, all the time, you know, every Sundays. That's the first thing I would do, you know. COVID hit. There was no school. There's no classes. And I was just sitting there. And I really, you know, picked up if I had a football room. I picked it up, picked up my Tommy Hill figures.
Yeah, no, I feel that.
I would always walk to Foster, and there was this dude that was my neighbor. His name is Jason. I just, you know, looked at him, looked at me, just nodded heads, and we started talking. We didn't talk about football. We talked about, you know, some young ladies, but, you know, that's not the point, but I want to bring him up, you know, because he really, like, he paved the way for me, you know. He really taught me, not taught me, but like he really like brought me into life, you know, that I never thought I would be in. I appreciate that, you know. I gotta you know, thank June too, quarterback at Whitworth University, soft. He's my guy, man. We would always go to the field every day and get that work, you know. And I was terrible and horrendous. That's just an understatement, you know. The fact that, you know, they stayed with me, you know, and helped me grind through that process, I would always appreciate that with them.
Bro, I love June, to be honest, bro. That's the man right there. Like, he'd be just spawning, though. I can't even lie. Yeah. Like, one time, I was in, like, this one, like, mall, bro.
Yeah.
50, like, 60 miles away, bro, and he was there.
Yeah.
Like, I think he'd just be teleporting and stuff. June, I mean, yeah, I played with June, like, during Foster Sevens. Like, we'd run 7-on-7.
Yeah.
And June just, the way he's able to lead is just.
He's a leader.
You know, he's a leader, like, naturally. And I love the fact that you're able to just, like, you saw that you weren't as good, and you're just able to just be like, I'm not good right now, but I'm going to be good in the future.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I think that's great. I think a lot of athletes need to get put in check. You're not as good as you are, as you need to be. Just because you see success now does not guarantee success later.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man. But that'll conclude the interview. I appreciate you for hopping on the podcast.
Yeah.
Gotcha, this is Simon Hobte from Highline High School.
I appreciate you for interviewing me, man.
Yeah, of course.
Making me hop in this podcast. I appreciate it, you know?
Yeah, of course, man.
It's a blessing. Appreciate you, man.
Of course.